Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, friends. It's Misty. This is Lattes and Legends. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday, I do believe. Hope everyone is maintaining as much as you can right now. There's a lot going on in our world, and I hope maybe this podcast can be your escape for about 20 minutes, and then you can listen to other ones for 20 minutes and 20 minutes and 20 minutes. But don't forget, even though you're escaping, please do your part and stand up for what you believe in and love each other. Even if you don't want to, that's going to be our answer right now. Protect each other, love each other. So there might be some more jackhammers outside of my office today, so bear with me on that. All right, so like I have been saying, I'm trying to do more lighthearted and fluffy type legends and creatures and places and myths this season. Last week I did Poltergeist. That's not really lighthearted, but I really wanted to cover Poltergeist. So today I'm going to cover some nautical myths and superstitions. I just keep seeing a lot of stuff about people going to the beach, sailing, and on the river. And, you know, I said, let's do something about the water. Really quick. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of scatterbrained today. I'm not really with it. Having a coffee, about to pour another one when I take a break. And I want you guys to check out the podcast on Facebook. It's Lattes and Legends Podcast. On Instagram, it's Lattes and Legends. And also the website is lattesandlegendspodcast.com. And there are still stickers and coffee mugs available. You don't even have to drink coffee out of it. You could drink whiskey out of it. Eat your ice cream out of it. Drink your tea out of it. It's awesome. It's like an old school camping mug, and it's ceramic, and it's great. So you should get one. Also, I still have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/lattesandlegends. All right, so let's just get into this. And here we go. All right, here we go. Sources for this podcast came from Phantasmagoria, the book by Terry Breverton, which I obsess over. Every time I open it up, I found something new to talk about, which is awesome. Tried and true Wikipedia, people.howstuffworks.com, formulaboats.com. Oh, yeah, I went there. I went to some boating websites. Things I thought I would never do in my life. For 1,000, please. Boaterexam.com. Told you. Maritimemuseum.co.nz, a nice New Zealand website, which had tons of stuff. Discoverboating.com. The-Triton.com. And Caribbean-Pirates.com. Oh, yeah. Guys, I had fun with this one. It's a little bit all over the place because, like I said, my head is not with me today. So if I say the same things twice, I'll probably stop and edit and do it all over again. Anyway, so there's lots of good luck and bad luck when it comes to sailing, being on the high seas, ocean. that sort of thing. So first I'm going to talk about the good look, because we always want the good before the bad, right? Mm-hmm. So sailors and pirates were very superstitious, and they would throw salt over their left shoulder. Throwing salt over your shoulder was a way of keeping the devil at bay. The early sailors believed that if a sailor died from violence or being lost at sea, he was said to go to Davy Jones' locker. Side note, friends, Davy Jones' locker will be the next podcast. So next week or tomorrow or whenever I decide to record will be Davy Jones' locker. Yum, my coffee's delicious. All right. Sailors weren't the only ones that were superstitious. People on the land would say, if you watch a ship out of sight, you will never see it again. I don't know if that's written correctly. I don't know. Like I said, my head is all over the place. If someone was sick and they would mix salt with their spit and apply the plaster to the ear of a sick person, the bad luck would leave them. So that's why they use the salt and the spit. I don't know. I don't know if this is making sense. My notes are everywhere. Anyway, moving on. 17th century sailors who would knock on the wood hull of their ships to listen for worms or rot. If they heard a solid sound, that would mean the ship's hull was in ship shape. That's where that came from. When in a conversation a reference is made to good luck, they would sometimes say touch wood and touch some part of the wooden vessel. Perhaps that's where knock on wood came from, or touch wood in other places. It's pretty cool. Just a side note, some of my notes, I wrote sailors and some I wrote seamen. Because I'm a 12-year-old girl inside, I am going to use the word sailors and not, seamen. All right, got that out of the way. All right, so some more good luck. A figurehead in the form of a naked woman perched on the bow calms the sea, and her eyes open will guide it to safety. A naked woman on the board was thought to be good luck. Guess the sailors were hoping that they would get lucky with a woman that looked like this. All right, swallows seen at sea are a good sign, as well as dolphins swimming with the ship. Tattoos and piercings are said to ward off the evil spirits. And that was why many sailors would wear gold hoop earrings for good luck. It's good luck to spit in the ocean before you sail. Coins thrown into the sea as a boat leaves port is said to be a small toll to Neptune, who is, yes, that's right, the sea god. And he would bring them a safe voyage if they paid him a little bit of gold. All right. Horseshoes on a ship's mast will turn away a storm. Cats. So, guys, I love cats. I love black cats. I especially love ginger cats. So when I saw this, I had to investigate more. So, in many cultures, a black cat is considered unlucky, but British and Irish soldiers considered adopting a black cat to be the ship's cat, and it would bring them good luck. There's some logic to this belief. Cats eat, or at least kill, rodents, which can damage ropes and food that's on board. They're very intelligent, and they care for the people around them. They have been protecting their owners since Egyptian times and that kind of thing. And apparently cats were also found aboard old ships of Vikings and German pirates and whatnot. Some sailors even believed that cats had miraculous powers, and that could save the ships from any sort of dangerous weather or waters. Oh, I love this belief. Others believe that if a cat licked its fur against the grain, it meant a hailstorm was coming, and if it sneezed, it meant rain, and if it was very frisky, it meant giant winds. Guys, I love cats. I'm just telling you, they're adorable. Right. Also, good luck. A child that was born on the ship was good luck. And this is where the term son of a gun comes from. And here is the jackal. All right, you guys, I'm trying to battle the sound of a jackhammer. So close my window and let's hope we can keep this moving. Let's hope. All right. All right. Last good luck charm for sailors. Pouring wine on the deck will bring good luck for a very long voyage. Those are some good luck charms. A lot of those sound like things that we still use today, just not on ships. How about pouring wine down my throat for a long, great voyage? Sounds like a great idea right now. All right. I just zoned out for a second there. All right, let's talk about the bad luck for sailors. Renaming a boat is bad luck. It is bad luck to change the name of a boat. If you do, you must have a denaming ceremony and officially christen the boat again. So as much as the sailors thought tattoos and piercings were good luck, they also said some tattoos were bad luck. When tattooing became popular at sea, a rooster and a pig were often tattooed on sailors' feet. It is believed that these animals would prevent sailors from drowning by showing them the way to the shore. Blood. It is unlucky to set off at the start of the fishing season without having first shed some blood in a fight or in an accident. Fishing nets. When setting fishing nets, it's good luck to use an odd number and bad luck to use an even number. Hat overboard. Losing a hat overboard was a bad luck, but the trip would be a very long one. Eggshells. Eggshells had to be broken into tiny pieces once an egg was cracked open. This was meant to stop witches coming to the ship to sail in the pieces of the shell. Personal grooming. Anyone who trimmed their nails, cut their hair, or shaved their beards on the ship brought bad luck to the ship. Let's talk about feet. Flat-footed people were seen as unlucky on board a ship and were also avoided by sailors before they boarded. Oh, man. I guess I'll never be a sailor. I have flat feet. Damn. Dreams crushed. Also, I'll probably never be a sailor because of this bad omen about women. Women were bad luck on board because they distracted the crew, which would anger the sea, causing treacherous conditions as revenge. However, conveniently for the male crew, naked women calm the sea, and that's why there are so many naked figureheads on the ships. This is one of the oldest and most well-known superstitions about women. Women were said to distract the sailors from their duties by arousing their passions or causing jealousy among crew members. When the crew was distracted, this would anger the ocean and cause bad weather or other revenge from the sea gods. Luckily, this nautical superstition has been put to rest, and now women serve in the Navy and on fishing vessels without any concern of bad luck. Early sailors also attributed strange sounds that they heard to sirens, who are the mythical creatures that were half woman, half bird. Sirens were fabled to lure sailors to their deaths. Mermaids also were kind of in this same realm. ironically enough, bear breasts on the ship's decor were totally fine. Just not real bear breasts. Non-sailing days. This was a good one, too. Non-sailing days. It was bad luck to sail on Thursdays. God of storms was Thor's day. Or Fridays, the day Jesus was executed. The first Monday in April, the day Cain killed Abel. The second Monday in August, the day Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. And December 31st, the day on which Judas hanged himself. Isn't that interesting? Watching your mouth. Some words and sayings brought about bad luck on board, including drowned, goodbye, and good luck. Things to do with the land were believed to be bad luck if mentioned, such as church, pigs, foxes, cats, and rabbits. There's no whistling on board because of the superstition that you could whistle up a storm. It was bad luck for seafaring men's wives to call out to them or wave goodbye once they stepped out the door for the voyage. Stirring tea. So if you stirred your tea with a knife or a fork, you would invite bad luck. Turning a loaf of bread upside down once it had been cut brings bad luck too. Redheads. Redheads are apparently really bad luck. So all you redheads out there, be wary of sailors. Redheads were believed to bring bad luck to a ship. If you met one before boarding, the only way to mitigate the bad luck was to speak to them before they could speak to you. I'm not sure what else is so bad about redheads. I love redheads. I was born a redhead. We talked about salt for good luck. Now let's talk about salt for bad luck. It was bad luck for one crewman to pass the salt pot to another directly. So you'd have to put it down first and then say, okay, you can get it. Or then you could pass it after you put it down. Lastly, I'm going to talk about bananas. Bananas. Bananas, bananas. I learned some great stuff about bananas on board ships. So, no bananas on board. Think about it. And then I'll tell you about it. All right, bananas. One very unusual superstition that still exists today is that bananas bring bad luck aboard a ship, especially a fishing ship. This belief allegedly began during the 1700s when many trading ships disappeared while sailing between the Caribbean and Spain. Some mariners blamed the bananas they were transporting, and that's why they got lost at sea. Fishermen also believed that traveling with bananas on board meant they would not catch any fish. This belief may have stemmed from the fact that ships transporting bananas had to sail as quickly as possible or the bananas would spoil before reaching their final destination. Because ships were sailing so quickly, fishermen attempting to fish by trolling rarely caught anything. That makes sense. Sailors may also have feared bananas for several other reasons. Bananas release ethylene gas, I think I said that right, which causes other fruits like melons and apples to ripen more quickly when they're stored together. That's a really fun fact that I didn't know. Maybe I shouldn't put my apples and bananas together. Whoa, I just blew my own mind. Before the science behind this phenomenon was understood, sailors transporting fruit believed the bananas caused bad luck, and that's what caused the other fruits to go bad. Oh, it all makes sense. Crates of bananas may also have harbored dangerous pests like poisonous spiders and snakes that would bite sailors and cause them to die suddenly. Lastly, when heavy cargo ships sunk, legend has it that only the yellow curved fruits would be found floating on the surface of the water. The sailors believe that the bananas are what 100% caused the ships to sink. Hey, I just learned a lot of fun facts about bananas. Excuse me. All right, last myth about sailing or sailors or seamen or mariners or seafarers, whatever you want to call them, is red sunrise. Sailors are taught that if the sunrise is red, take warning. The day ahead will be dangerous. Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. The saying has actually some scientific validity, although it assumes storm systems will approach from the west and is therefore generally correct only at mid-latitudes where, due to the rotation of the earth, prevailing winds travel west to east. If the morning skies are red, it is because clear skies over the horizon to the east permit the sun to light up the clouds. Sunlight must have a clear path from the west, so therefore, prevailing westerly winds bring clear skies. Oh, look at all these fun things we learned today. Yeah, that's about all I have for today. Like I said, this is going to be short and sweet. Like, I have a lot of editing out of jackhammers to do, so if I miss a spot, sorry. I don't know what they're doing outside my office. But they've been doing it for 2 weeks now. I guess everyone needs a quarantine project, even the city. Oh, I wanted to share some happy things in the midst of our crazy world. I watched this, what I thought was a live feed. Everyone's telling me it's probably a hoax, but let me have my dream. I watched this live feed of a UFO over Singapore, and that was amazing to me. The astronauts finally got to take off, and I'm very envious that they're not on our planet right now. Also, a very happy thing happened. I am going back to work in 2 weeks from yesterday. No, 2 weeks from Monday. I'm going to work to my teaching job. We are a year-round school, so it's giving me some glimmer of hope that we are getting there, perhaps. Restaurants and coffee shops and such are starting to open, of course, with new regulations about social distancing. I am not 100% sure I'm ready to go sit in a restaurant with people eating and saliva flowing and that kind of thing. But we have been supporting our local eateries and getting takeout and delivery. Because the jackhammer started, I guess that's my sign to sign off. I'll talk to you guys soon. Please don't jackhammer outside of your friend's office. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.